All right, we are on chapter 46 now, verse 2. Vayomer Elohim leYisrael leMarot Halayla. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Vayomer Hineni. Sounds like Abraham there. And God said to Israel in Marot. Notice that that form is a plural from Mara. The root is Ra'ah, as you can see. And with a mem on it, it makes it a noun, and it means visions. All right. So I don't know if he had this Ebenezer Scrooge experience where God gave several visions through the night, or whether this is just a stylistic feature using the plural here. But anyway, God said to Israel, in visions of the night, Vayomer, and he said, Jacob, Jacob. And he answered, Hineni, here I am. All right. Verse 3. Vayomer, Anoki Ha'el, Elohe Avika, Al Tira Merda Mitzrayma, Ki Legoy Gadol Asim Kasham. And he said, I am Ha'el. Notice that construction. I am the God. And in English, we would just say, I am God. And the hey here seems to mark El here as you know, special, as prominent. I'm the God. I'm the one true God, namely. And notice it's marked with the accent that tifcha, which means that you pause there, and so you don't get confused and read ha'el with Elohe. So not, namely, he said, I am God. Now again, the God of Avika, of your father. Now you have the atnat pause again. Al tira, do not fear. Okay, now me'rada, look at that form, that's strange. Can anyone guess what the root is from Me'rada? Do not fear what?
Yarad.
Yeah, you can almost fill it in to go down. And it's from Yarad, first Yud. The infinitive, this is an infinitive. What form is the infinitive usually take of a first Yud verb? Remember, it takes that Tav ending. You would expect Redet. And of course, it usually occurs as Redet. But here you have a feminine ending. This happens in a few other words, like yada, to know, yada, yud, dalet, ein. The infinitive is da'at. But remember, you find in a couple of places, dea, with a feminine ending. And so here you have reda from yarad. And then the min, of course, is the min from the preposition min. Do not fear. And in English, we'd have to say, do not be afraid of going down Mitzrayimah to Egypt. Or don't fear to go down to Egypt. But probably better, don't be afraid of going down to Egypt. Okay? Ki legoy, for a nation, a great nation, Asimka, I will make you there. So, Asim, notice, is an imperfect call from Sim. All right, I will set you there as a great nation. Or with seem plus lama, really it means to make into. For I will make you into a great nation there. Okay. Any questions about verse 3? All right. Good, we go on to verse 4 then. Anoki erad imka Mitzrayimah, vanoki a'alaka, Gam alo, v'yosef yashit yado al yeneka. Here's an interesting construction in this verse. I erad. Notice that's from what root? Yarad. Good. Call imperfect. I will go down imak with you. The pronoun probably should be emphasized. I myself will go down with you, Mitzrayimah, to Egypt. Okay. V'anoki, again the preposition. The pronoun, and I myself will bring you up. Okay, notice that a'aleka is a hifil from Allah, third hey verb. So it means I will bring you up. Now notice what comes after this. This is kind of unusual. Gam alo. Very good, Sim. Yes, this is an infinitive absolute from Allah. Where does the infinitive absolute normally come?
Before.
It usually comes before the verb, right. It usually comes before. It's less common after. Notice, too, you have the hifil of the finite verb, a'alaka, And what conjugation is alot? It's the, not the hifil, that would be ha'alot, or ha'alo, it's the call. So usually the finite verb and the infinitive absolute have the same conjugation, but every once in a while you get a change. Gam here, notice, is emphatic, and so is the infinitive absolute, notice. So it's kind of a double strengthening. And remember that the infinitive absolute is used here to indicate the strong commitment of the speaker to what he is saying. So notice what God is saying here. I myself will most certainly bring you up. See, the gam is strengthens the infinitive absolute, and the whole construction is to indicate the very strong commitment that the Lord has to what he's saying. So when he says, I will certainly bring you up, or I will most certainly bring you up, that would be a good translation of that construction. A'alekha gam alo. Okay? Ve'yosef, and Joseph Yashit will put his hand over Einecha, your eyes. What does that mean? Yeah, he's closed your eyes. In other words, when a person dies, you cover their eyes. So what he's saying is, you're going to die in Egypt, and Joseph will be there with you. See, so it's kind of a comforting message for Jacob, who's been thinking a lot about death in these last few chapters. And he does it again as we get farther along, as you'll see. Okay. Any questions about verse 4?
So you said it's rare that the infinitive absolute follows.
Yeah, you don't see it as commonly as before.
Does that make it even more emphatic?
I don't think so.
No.
You'd have to study all of the things to see, but...
Does it usually have an emphatic particle there?
No. No, that's kind of unusual, I think, to see the gamma low. Right. Again, you'd have to check and see if it occurs anywhere else. Oh, it does occur somewhere else. I found it in at least one other place. In Genesis 31, verse, let's see here. This is kind of interesting. Genesis 31, let's see if I've got it here. I think I do. Genesis 31, verse 15. Yeah, here is where Laban and, or Jacob is talking with his wives after Laban's been screwing them over, you know. So, yeah, here's what how Leah and Rachel answer Jacob. Verse 15. Halo nakriot. Surely strangers we are considered to him. And he's referring to Laban here. Nek shavnu. Surely we are considered strangers to him. Ki mekharanu. Yes, he sold us. In other words, Laban has been cheating them and taking away what's rightfully theirs. Yes, he has sold us. Now notice, va yokal gamakol. And he has eaten, yes, see, notice you have the infinitive, same thing, vaya kol gama kol et kaspenu. And he has most certainly consumed kaspenu, our money.
But the eating is not in Hebrew,
right? Right, this is call, right, these are both call. But again, you can see the gam before the infinitive absolute. Mm-hmm. And notice it has to be like that here because nothing... You can't have the infinitive absolute preceding the vav consecutive, right? So here, he has most certainly consumed, or he has certainly consumed our money. So notice that Leah and Rachel are very strongly committed to the truth of what they're saying. He has certainly eaten our money. Okay? Does that make sense? So you get two for the price of one here looking at this. All right. Any other questions about verse 4? All right, verse 5. Vayakum Yaakov mib'er shava vayisu b'nei Yisrael et Yaakov avihem ve'et tapam ve'et neshehem ba'agalot asher shalach paro le'sototo. Okay, so Jacob rose, of course that's from Qum, from Beersheba, vayisu, and the children of Israel took up, that's from Nasa, carried, and the children of Israel carried Jacob Avihem, their father, Ve'et Tapam, and their children, Ve'et Neshehem, and their wives, Bagalot, in the carts which Pharaoh had sent Lasait to carry him. Notice that Lasait is a simple call infinitive construct from Nasa, and again, it is purpose, see, which he sent in order to carry him. Okay? Any questions on verse 5? All right, verse 6. Vayekhu et mikneihem ve'et rakusham asher rakshu be'eretz kana'an vayavo'u mitzrayma Yaakov v'kol tzaro ito. Okay, vayekhu, and they took, again from lakach, they took mikneihem, their herds, cattle. Mikneh is their property, or a lot of times it refers to their cattle. So they took their, and that's what I think it does too here. They took their cattle and rekusham, their possessions, rekush, which rakshu, which they had gathered. Here you can learn two words for the price of one. Notice rakash means to gather, rekush, possessions. So they took their possessions, which they had gathered, in the land of Canaan, vayavo'u, and they came to Mitzrayim, Egypt. Jacob and all Zaro, his seed, Ito, with him. Okay? Questions on verse 6? All right, good. Verse 7. Banav u vene banav ito venotav u venot banav the cold zaro hevi ito mitzrayma. Okay, here we're getting a nice repetition for y'all. His sons and the sons of his sons with him. Venotav, his daughters and the daughters of his sons, the cold zaro and all his seed, hevi, he brought. Again, what conjugation is that? Hifil, good, hollow verb bow. He brought with him Mitzrayma to Egypt. Okay. Verse 8. Here's where we get to have a free ride. The Elish Shemot b'nei Yisrael haba'i Mitzrayma Yaakov uvanav bekor Yaakov re'ubain. Okay. Now these are the names of the children of Israel. Haba'im, notice that that's a call participle, masculine plural. These are the names of the children of Israel who went to Egypt. Jacob and his sons, Bekor. The firstborn of Jacob, Reuben. Okay. Now from verse 9 all the way through 24, it lists the sons and the grandchildren of Jacob and the sons of his children. So we're actually going to skip it because we don't want to go through all those names. So skip from verse 9 all the way to verse 26, all right, because all of that is just a listing. You can read that in English. I don't want to read it in Hebrew. All right, verse 26. Kol ha-nefesh haba'a le-Yaakov mitzrayma yotze yereko milbad neshe b'nei Yaakov kol nefesh shishim vashesh. Okay. All the souls who ba'a, who went. Notice that haba'a is a simple call participle, feminine singular, because nefesh is feminine. See, it's literally all the soul which went, but obviously it's collective. All the souls which went, le'Yaakov, with Jacob, Mitzrayma, to Egypt. Okay, stop there. Now, yotzei, another participle, masculine plural in construct from yatza. Just like kotel, kotelim, kotele, yotzei, yotzim, yotze. Those coming out of yereko, those coming out of his thigh, yarek, those coming out of his loins. Okay, in other words, those directly related to him. All right, in other words, his sons. Milbad, besides the neshe, the wives of the sons of Jacob. So in other words, just his own children, not talking about the sons, his grandkids in other words. Okay? All nefesh, all the souls were shishim vashesh, were 66. So verse 26 is just giving us the number of people directly descended from Jacob who went with him to Egypt. Okay? Verse 27. Ubnei Yosef asher yulad lo b'mitzrayim nefesh shenayim kol ha-nefesh levet Yaakov haba'a mitzrayimah shivim. And the children of Joseph, which yulad, were born to him. That's a simple pu'al from yalad. Or call passive. That's probably a better way to look at it. Right.
What's the difference between the call passive? I mean the form.
The form is exactly the same. Yala doesn't have a PL, so this is probably better as a call passive. If a verb has a PL, right, then the pu'al is the passive of that. But some verbs do not have a PL form. So this is a call passive, right. So the sons of Joseph, which were, and it wouldn't affect the translation, which were born to him in Egypt were nephishanim, were two people, two souls. Now the total, all the lives belonging to the house of Jacob, which came to Egypt, was shivim, 70. So you have 66 plus Ephraim and Manasseh, plus Jacob and Joseph. That's where you get the 70. Okay? All right, verse 28. Now we're kind of back on track here. Ve'et Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef lehorot lefanav goshna vayavu artza goshen. Okay. Now notice how it puts the direct object first. And Judah shalach, he sent, probably referring to Jacob, and Judah, notice it's Judah that goes, he sent before him to Joseph. Leho wrote. Okay, can everybody see what kind of form that is? Good. It's an infinitive construct from what?
Yala.
From Yara. It's from Yara. And it's a hifil, so you get this ho wrote. So yud resh he. It means to instruct or to teach. So here, Judah he sent before him to Joseph. And here it has to be something like to show the way or point the way before him, Goshna, to Goshen. So in other words, he sent Judah ahead to get directions. You know, since they didn't have MapQuest in those days, he had to go ahead. Okay? Vayavu, and so they came, Artsa, to the land of Goshen. Okay? Questions on 28? All right, man, we're making good progress here. 29. Here's Joseph's reaction when they got there. Vayesor Yosef Merkabto Vayal Likrat Yisrael Aviv Goshna Vayere Lav Vayapol Al Zavarav Vayevk Al Zavarav Od. And Joseph bound up, namely saddled up, hitched up, his Merkab bow. Merkevet is his chariot, see. So Joseph hitched up his chariot by Ya'al, and he went up from Allah, notice call, and he went up Likrat from Kara to meet Israel, his father, at Goshen. Alright? Vayera Elah. What's the conjugation of Vayera?
Nifal.
Good. From Ra'a, to see. And so this means to appear. And so he appeared to him, or it's probably, you know, in English it'd be better, like he presented himself to him, something like that. Vayipol, what's the root?
Nafal,
very good. And he fell on Zavarav, on his neck. Here again you have the plural like we saw in the previous chapter. He fell on his necks, but this must be just a stylistic feature here. There's no reason for it to be plural, other than its style or something like that, dialectical peculiarity. And he fell on his neck, vayepk, what's the root? We've seen it before.
Oh, baka.
Baka, to weep, good. In fact, we've had this phrase before, right? And he fell on his neck and he wept on his neck, owed, probably something like for a while, still. Or
really?
Yeah, continue. So it's, he fell on his neck and wept for a while is how we would say it in English. Or, yeah, continually you could say, but that makes good sense there. Good. Questions about verse 29? All right, verse 30. Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef. Oh, here's good. Amuta ha-pa'am achare re'oti et paneka ki odka chai. And Israel said to Joseph, Amuta. What does that mean?
Let me die.
Let me die. Notice it's a nice, fat call, cohortative from moot. You can see it all right there before you in living color. Let me die, hapa'am. Let me die now.
He mentioned about dying a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said in the previous chapter. Here we go. Right. See, before he didn't, he was going to go to Sheol, you know, remember, because his heart was grieved. But now he's ready, see. Let me die now. Hapa'am. Remember, sometimes it means a hoofbeat or a step, but it's always used, also used in context of time. Sometimes this time or whatever. So here in English, very good. Let me die now. Achare, after, now look at this, after re-o-t. What form is that?
Infinitive.
Good. Infinitive construct from ra'a with the first common singular suffix. So it's literally after my seeing your face. But in English we would say, let me die now after I have seen your face. See, we just make it a finite verb. After my seeing your face. Ki o dekachai. Notice how this ki clause indicates kind of his surprise or his shock. Indeed, you are still alive. See? Ki o dekachai. You are still alive. So he's kind of giving us a reflection of his thoughts here on seeing his son, right? Ki o dekachai. You're still alive. Okay, questions about 30. All right, good. 31. Vayomer Yosef el Echav, ve'el Beit Aviv e'eleh, ve'agida lefaro, ve'omra elav achai u. Uveit avi asher be'eretz Kanaan ba'u elai. Okay. And Joseph said to his brothers, notice it's plural because you don't have one dot under the chet. Joseph said to his brothers and to the house of his father, e'eleh, let me go up. Or probably just simpler, I will go up. Again, we're getting Allah in its different forms here. I will go up, ve'agida, and I will report to Pharaoh. What's the root of ve'agida?
Naga.
Naga. Nagad. Hifil from Nagad, right. I will go up and I will report to Pharaoh, or let me go up and let me report to Pharaoh. Ve'omra, and let me say to him. See from Amar? And let me say to him, Achai. Is that brother or brothers? Achai. What's under the chet?
Brother.
No. There's, it's, see, there's not a dot under there, so it has to be my brothers. See, when there's not a dot, it's plural. All right? And let me say to him, my brothers, see, now it'll get in your minds, and the house of my father, which are in the land of which were in the land of Canaan, ba'u elai, have come to me. Okay? Any questions about 31? So notice, Joseph basically tells him what he's going to do. I'm going to go up and I'm going to report to Pharaoh and I'm going to say to him, my brothers in the house of my father, which was in the land of Canaan, have come to me. Okay? Verse 32. Ve'ha'anashim ro'etzon ki'anshe mikne hayav vetzonam u'bekaram v'kol asher lahem heviu. And the men are ro'etzon. What's ro'e? Shepherds, yeah, what's the root?
Ra'a.
Good, ra'a. And this is another call participle in construct. In participle, here notice it's being used as a noun. And the men are shepherds of a flock. There's, you know, in English we would just say they're shepherds, the ro'etzon. But the men are keepers of the flock. Ki anshe, yes, men of mikne, cattlemen, see, men of cattle. They are. Hayu. Men of cattle. Cattlemen they are. See?
How do you translate ki again, please?
Oh, I translated this as indeed or surely. Something like, he simply explained to them their profession. So first he calls them ro'etzon, and now next he calls them anshe mikneh. So he's kind of elaborating further and getting more specific. I think some translations even have cattle breeders. At least I know at least one translation does. But again, he's referring, you know, he calls them shepherds, and then he calls them, he wants to make it very clear what they are. Anshe mikne they are, see? And I think there's a reason he does that, as we'll see in the last verse of the chapter. All right? So he labels them by two different labels. He just doesn't say ro'etzon, because evidently, you know, he wanted to clarify things or reinforce something to Pharaoh, and it's rather important when we get to 34, you'll see that. Okay. Now notice how he adds it. Vetzonam, and their flock, and Bekaram, their cattle, the Kol Asher Lahem, and all which they have, Heviu, they have brought. Okay. Questions on 32? All right. Now, verse 33. Vehayaki Yikralakem Paro Ve'amar Ma Ma'asekem. And it will come to pass when he hears you, I'm sorry, when he calls you, calls to you, when Pharaoh calls to you, okay, Ki Yikralakem Paro. So Pharaoh's the subject. Come to pass when Pharaoh calls to you, Ve'amar, and when he says, Ma Ma'asekem, what are your professions? See, ma'aseh is from asah, to work.
Mm-hmm.
What are your professions? Va'amartem, then you should say, okay, anshe mikne hayu avdika, men of cattle. Cattlemen are your servants. See, min ne'u reine, from our youths. See, na'ur, ne'urim, from our youths. From, and we probably wouldn't use the plural. Cattlemen, we are from our youth. Okay? Ve'adata, and until now. See, so they're really saying, cattlemen, we have been, your servants have been cattlemen from our youth up until now. Okay? Gam anachnu, both we, gam avotena, both we and our fathers. Notice the gam means both and. Both we and our fathers. Okay. Ba'avur. Now here, that's where the quote ends. Ba'avur. So that, teshvu, you might dwell in the land of Goshen. Okay. Now notice, Joseph adds this. Ki tovat Mitzrayim kol ro'etzon. For an abomination of Egypt. So in English we have to say it's an abomination to Egyptians. Everyone who shepherds sheep.
So they don't like those people?
They don't like them either, probably for cultic reasons or something like that. Or who knows, maybe there's something else going on. No one really knows. But we saw this earlier, remember, that shepherds are an abomination to Egypt. So they settle them in this special place, Goshen. And notice that that's why Joseph wanted them to make clear their profession so that Pharaoh, there would be kind of no misunderstanding of why Joseph was asking for what he was doing, and so that there wouldn't be anything inappropriate happening or something that would offend someone. So you can kind of see how Joseph is smoothing the wheels here for his family's settlement, being the shepherds that they are. Okay. Any questions about verse 34? All right, very good. We're ready to start in chapter 47 then next week. Bye-bye.